This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. We've got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
Busy day today, man. This is a very busy day. I'm really looking forward to it. We already got one interview in the bag with Paige Beckers. I hope everybody is ready to tune in for that one because she's awesome and she loves us. So I'm really excited about the conversation that we had with her. We got Bochy today after the Brett Boone news about him sticking around to be on the station because he loves the fans so much. I just feel like the energy around here, the sun's back out. The energy around here.
Oh, buns are back out.
Arrow pointing north right now.
Yeah, and plus we created our own like fan fiction about how the Stars game is going to go tonight. And Mikko Rantanen is going to score 6 goals. And he's going to talk about everything that powered him in that game was how mad he was at that stupid Connor Hellebuck song. And he's like, yeah, that's why I had to score every time I got the puck. And he scores like 6 goals and the Stars slaughter the Jets because of that idiotic song.
That would be, and you know what? As you said, the Cowboys could trade for Justin Jefferson, and that would be the only thing I would want to talk
exactly.
about.
Exactly. All I would want to talk about was how vengeful rage from that dumb song led to the Stars winning game one. But I suppose we probably should talk about the big move that the Cowboys made this morning that we predicted 3 weeks ago. Cut number 15. Let's talk about George Pickens.
Here's one aired out. Pickens! What a grab and out of bounds inside the 10 at the 3.
Now, this is something that we talked about before the draft quite a bit. We talked about it after the draft. We go back to the Stephen Jones interview, and he was like, hey, I don't think our moves are dissuaded by the fact that the draft is over.
Yeah.
And then what do you see? After the draft is over, they go right back to the move that the rumblings were they were trying to get it done before the draft. And one of the interesting things is supposedly the holdup was that the Cowboys were looking to deal a 4th-round pick, and they ended up dealing a 3rd-round pick. I know they flopped a 5th and a 6th the year after. But that makes sense to me that the price on draft picks would go up because a draft pick 3 weeks ago is far more valuable than it is today. I'm not saying that draft pick doesn't matter.
So you're saying
matter.
It could have cost them a 5th back then?
Well, and I now think a 4th. Because I've heard the point of contention that they were stuck at a 4th. I wonder if, because the Cowboys didn't have a 4th.
Right.
And so I wonder if the Cowboys were like, we'll give you a 4th in 2026. And like, that doesn't work for me. So like, let's say you didn't make the Jonathan Mingo deal. I think you could have dealt off that 4 and then given them your 5 and taken back a 6th the year later and gotten the deal done. But you didn't have that to offer. And now that the draft is over, a 4th round pick next year is not as appealing because you're like, okay, great. So we'll use that asset in 11 months. Where that's why I think they had to go up to the next level. And they're like, all right, we'll do a 3 and then swap out the 5th and the 6th.
Yeah, no, I that makes a lot of sense when you do the math that way and talk about how the market essentially is driving itself in that way. Now, the player and the future and all these things, this is where we have that conversation. This dude, I don't want anybody to get misconstrued on the positivity and the negativity that I'm going to throw out here.
Okay.
The dude is a vertical threat that this team does not have. So whenever we kept hearing after the draft, the Cowboys went with fit, You know, we kept hearing that word over and over. Yeah. Fit. They don't. Turpin is a, in my opinion, a speedster that you get him the ball in space and he can blow a game open. If you get him in space and get him open. Pickens is a guy that you go, you send it on a 50-50 ball downfield. He can make a spectacular catch. And he's one of those guys that can make catches on bad throws. I mean, like, we've seen him do it. He did it with Russell Wilson. And I'll be honest, sometimes our quarterback has some bad throws. So he has amazing catches on his ledger. The team did lack toughness. And the dude seems to be a tough-minded individual. And also, Kevin, what are my three greatest motivating factors for athletes?
Fun babies. Yep. That's revenge. One. Yep. And contract year.
He is in a contract season. If he doesn't do it this year, he has to a chance to prove it to the rest of the NFL. Then the rest of the NFL sees, oh, he's not a number one. He's not this. He's not that. He can't keep his mouth shut. So those are the things that I think that that it fits there for the Cowboys, because he needs to have a honeymoon phase that looks really good to the NFL if he wants the big contract. And Clarence Hill said,
okay, that's what I was going to double
check. Clarence Hill says there's a source out there that said he doesn't want an extension. He wants to prove that he's a top guy.
Okay.
So that is going to be a motivator for him to keep his mouth shut. All that being said, he might just punch Dak in the face if he misses him on a deep ball. And that could happen. And either way, we win.
Oh, as media people, not Cowboys fans. Now,
but I think we're gonna get. I think we'll get a better, the better version of him.
I think if Clarence Hill is right and his source is right, and usually Clarence Hill's pretty darn plugged in, especially when it comes to the Cowboys. If that is correct, then I like this trade better, because I do have to admit, I know there are other little pieces to it, but when you hear a third round pick for George Pickens, who has had its ups and downs, has had some disciplinary issues, and is going to need a contract, I was like, that's fascinating. But if the idea is he's told the Cowboys or whatever that he's like, no, I mean, I want to get paid, but I want to get paid after the season is over, because right. I'm going to show everybody exactly what I'm worth. Then
I'm not worried about any of this
stuff. I like that deal a lot more.
And maybe that's another, Kevin, maybe that's part of the conversation. Maybe they talk to his agent, who is also Micah's agent. And in the conversations, they're like, hey, what's the plan with him? Like, what is his goal? And how can we help him in that? Like, if he comes here and highlights, we don't necessarily have to bring him back, but he can make himself a big-time contract somewhere else. That's a positive thing. And again, that keeps somebody on track for a year. You know, like, that keeps somebody in the honeymoon phase for 1 year. And that's all that you really want for Brian Schottenheimer's first season, is to get that 1 year that looks really good, and then you have opportunities to add to the team as well. I like that they made a bold move here.
Sure.
This does line up with what they do on, hey, we liked this guy in the second round. Maybe we liked this guy in the first round. We ended up thinking Tyler Smith was more important at the time. And then he wasn't there, so we took Sam Williams. But we liked him then. We're willing to trade a pick for him now. Those picks aren't, Stephen Jones said, they're not necessarily draft specific, so we can use these at any time. So I think it's a smart move. There is definitely some risks to it, though.
Yes.
And I said this, Kevin, when you're shopping out of the designer bin at the Goodwill, sometimes there's going to be warts on a possibly good product.
And that is very fair. But I wanted to bring up something that you said about the vertical threat. All right. Safe to assume that most people think Tyreek Hill is the accept.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The best vertical threat in the NFL.
That is safe to assume, okay. Yes.
All right. So there's a big gap between 1 and 2, but ESPN Stats and Info, most receiving yards on vertical routes since 2022. It's Tyreek Hill by like 500 yards. But in second is Justin Jefferson. And then third is George Pickens.
That's impressive.
It is, because you've got the like pretty much accepted best vertical threat. And then second is probably, I feel like most people would agree, is the best wide receiver in football. And then third is the person that you just traded for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what's funny is I was thinking about this. I was like, man, I know some people have some complaints with his attitude. So I was trying to look up like different George Pickens incidents. And this is how you know that there's like plenty of issues in the past. I found a sporting news story from January that already had it all cataloged for me.
So you got the $200,000 in fines that he's gotten in his career?
Yes, and this was before the trade. Like, I get if the story comes out now, after the trade, but they're like, nah, we think he might be on the move. And so it goes back to the Georgia Tech fight and suspension, if you're like, hey.
Oh, wow, it goes back to college.
Yeah, look, hey. Y'all did a lot of regrettable things in college. I'd be willing to wager, whether it was a fight, whether it was somebody you dated or whatever, every single human on the face of planet Earth that went to college made a regrettable decision in college. Fair, Alec?
That's very fair.
Okay.
Kevin made a baby in college. Obviously regrets it. Is what he just said.
Huh.
Not the baby. The,
okay, yeah.
The person with
that kid,
whom
that kid
we
you
had
made
the
is
baby?
Amazing. He's a
fair.
Great kid.
And so you talked about it. The $200,000 in fines, I believe it goes back to 2023, unsportsmanlike conduct. Then he got in trouble for the eye black against the Cowboys. Yep. Do you remember that? Yep. And then there was the fight. Do you remember what that eye black said?
I do not.
Open effing always.
All right.
Except it, of course, was not censored. And
doesn't mean he's going to catch it always, but
no,
he's open.
That's a fair
I'll
point.
I'll explain that in a minute.
Face mask issues, fights in the middle of a Hail Mary that prevented the pass from maybe being complete. Maybe you don't think it was ever going to be complete. So look, it's not just a DK Metcalf thing. The Steelers were looking to move away from George Pickens anyway. But Corey, you brought up a great point, as you usually do. When you get a player like this, it's not because there's nothing wrong with him. And a team was like, I don't want this good player anymore. That's the deal about picking up a lot of these players. Hey, look, we talked about this with the Rangers. That's the whole reason you got Jacob DeGrom, because people are like, yeah, he could be badass or he could be hurt. And that's the thing. George Pickens could be badass and he could revolutionize this offense with Schottenheimer because you have a deep threat. Or he could get in some fights and have an issue behind the scenes because he thinks he's just as much of a one as CeeDee Lamb. Or it could be a weird mix of the two.
I wanted to tap into these numbers real quick because I need to find out his catch percentage on those deep balls. And we got to figure out how much yardage on that. And Mickey will tell you, you know, every time we discuss this, well, hold on. You know, he'll say, hold on. That number is a little weird to me. But I think there's a reality here. Justin Jefferson, right now, in his career, is a 67.8% on catch percentage. All right?
Okay.
That's a big number. His highest number is 70. Last year, he was 67. Tyreek Hill in his catch percentage is 68. So, again, Justin Jefferson, 67.8, 68. Tyreek Hill, 68. CeeDee Lamb is at 68. Actually, 69. Nice.
Nice.
George Pickens, career, 59. So, and his catch percentage last year was 57.
Yeah.
The best receivers in the league are over 65% catch percentage. That's a reality that exists.
He's not one of the best receivers in the league.
And CeeDee Lamb caught,
at least not yet,
2 years ago, 74% of his passes.
Wow.
So, and George Pickens' best right now is 61.9%. He's not Chris Chambers, where he only catches 50% or less. That's not a Chris Chambers thing. But there are times when you're like, why didn't you catch that ball? Go back and watch that Cincinnati game And he just was non-existent in that game, in a game that they kind of needed him. They really needed him in that game, and he just did not exist. So there's a lot of skill, a lot of like all the measurables that you could possibly want in a wide receiver. So I think your friend Kyle Brandt, who I guess Jerry listened to him like I told him not to, but Kyle Brandt was like, they're the same guy. They look like all the numbers do say the same on their physical builds, him and CeeDee Lamb. But there is a difference between being totally an elite receiver and being another guy that can potentially do something good.
And I heard one of the things, obviously, I heard Bobby say this morning was that George Pickens has put up a lot of these numbers in a more conservative Pittsburgh offense.
With bad quarterbacks.
Well, here's the list. How dare you, sir?
I think all of them are bad.
You get ready. I'm about to blow your mind with all these amazing
all
quarterbacks.
All of them are bad.
Kenny
Dak
Pickett.
Dak is better than all of them.
Russell Wilson. Justin Fields, Mitchell Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. So not only lots of quarterbacks, but lots of quarterbacks that, you know, none of the league is particularly sold on any of those being real deal starters outside of New York. New York loves what they're doing. They're like, oh, yeah, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. You guys had the jackpot of quarterbacks. But everywhere else in the NFL, nobody was convinced that any of those people were real starters. Although I guess Cleveland's going to give it a go. We'll see how that goes. But you're right. I think most people would say, those quarterbacks aren't particularly good. Dak is certainly better.
As I was laying out all of the numbers on that, everybody's texting him, but what about his quarterback? Yes, we were going to get to that eventually. But y'all, hey, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all are doing your research too out there.
You know what I hope? I hope that means that people are stoked about the deal. I hope they're mean like, hold on.
There are some people that are just like, this is the Cowboys. I mean, this is a Cowboys trade. This is a very Cowboys trade. They will do this. They feel very comfortable working in this gray zone with personalities, even though Schottenheimer said all offseason culture was a big deal.
Yeah.
But Kevin, whenever you feel like you have the culture in the right place, you can add a piece like this. A lot of times when you feel like you have the infrastructure, you say, we're willing to take a risk on this. You don't want a whole team of it.
Yeah.
But you also don't want a whole team of milk drinkers. So, like, every once in a while you do this. He has great potential on this team, but it also has potential to be something that could be very volatile.
So, the Cowboys, if you missed the beginning or middle of the segment, the Cowboys get George Pickens and a 2027 six-round pick. They give up a third-round pick in next year's draft and a fifth-round pick in the 2027 draft. So, essentially, next year, third round pick, and then in 2027, you give a fifth, you get a sixth. That gets the deal done.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.